The issues of race and class that Leslie and Sharina are battling here are issues that the 911 system itself had to overcome.
The story behind the country's real first ambulance system carries similar themes. It was created in the late 1960s. Up until then, police would take patients to the hospital in wagons that weren't equipped with gurneys or medical equipment.
And they would put the person on that little stretcher and throw them in the back of the paddy wagon, slam the door, and go as fast as they can. People were dying from this.
90% of those people didn't make it because along the way they ran into complications and passed.
That's a clip from a documentary that tells this story called Freedom House, Street Saviors.
Everything was prehistoric before Freedom House.
At the time, a report came out that showed more people were dying on the way to the hospital than the number of American troops dying in Vietnam. So Dr. Peter Saffer in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, decided to create the first mobile intensive care unit, what we today consider a regular ambulance.
But what's surprising about this story is that for his first crew, he literally recruited unemployed people off the street, offering them a chance at an education and job in emergency medicine. And they all happened to be African American. They called themselves Freedom House.
We encountered a lot of prejudices during our rotation. You know, like, they didn't want us to touch the patient. They didn't want us to touch them. You know, like, especially when we was an OB. You can't touch this woman, not y'all, you know. We're delivering babies and things. And
those are the voices of the country's first ambulance paramedics from a documentary that tells their story called Freedom House, Street Saviors.
This group of medics in Pennsylvania changed the face of emergency medicine in the U.S. Today, all ambulances carry the equipment and expertise needed to treat someone and try to keep them alive.